We are learning with Sechtes Chulin, Daf Ayin Zayin Omed Aleph, but we're starting Ayin Vav Omed Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan. The first word on that line is Aryoich, end of that line, Tanu Rabbanan. We learned in the Mishnah that if the regal, Nishbar Ha'etzem, if the bone of the foot broke, it depends. If Reiv Abasa Kayam, then Shchitasim Et Harasa. Then it's a good Shchita, it's not called Eva Medodol, it's not called a Treifa either. But if it's not Reva Basakayim, then in certain places there'll be a treifa. If it's higher up, it'll be a treifa. And at worst, there'll be, at best, I guess, it'll be Eva Hamadoldal. The Eva we consider severed already, we'll consider not part of the Shechita. Al Kaponim, there's a din of Reiv Basar, that if there's Reiv Basar, then it's not considered a bad break, but if it's not Reiv Basar Kayim, it's an open break, and most of the Basar around the break is not Kayim, then that's where the problem is. So Tanu Rabbanan. So we're starting from Tanu Rabbanan. Nishbar ha'etzem v'yotza l'chutz. If the bone broke, and now it's exposed, so im ar u'basar choyfen es rubay mutter. In the Mishnah it said, it has to have Reiv Basar. Here the Braisa says, if there's ar u'basar choyfen es rubay mutter. Vim lav, if not, it's awesome. If not, then it's awesome. But kama rubai, what is considered roiv? So the morning time of machlekes, what's considered roiv? Ki also rav di me'ar rav yechanon, roiv oivyov, v'amri lo roiv ekeifai. So one side is means roiv oivyov, which means like this. When the bone breaks and it's exposed, so the width of the bone, if the width of the bone, most of the bone is covered by skin, by meat or skin, or both, then that's called covered by roiv basar. I don't care if everything else is open, but if the bone is covered, that's called roiv covered by basa. Or roiv akefa. Roiv akefa means that when the bone breaks and it's exposed and it's open now, so then there's a lot of room open in the whole area. It's an open wound. The roiv of the wound has to be covered. So now it has a kula and a chumra here. Because there could be cases where roiv of the wound is open and still the whole bone is covered. Like Rashi's example, if the bone is, the exposed part of the bone is facing the basar, so it's covered, but still the opening is open. So you can have roiv of the opening. And the opposite is true also. You can have roiv of the opening closed by basar, and in that little opening, the whole bone is exposed. So roiv oivyov can be a kula chumra. It's more chum or more kuladik. Depends how the break is. So Rav Chaikis says, what has to be covered? Roiv of the bone to make it kosher? Or roiv of the area of the break has to be covered in order to be kosher? So Amra Papa, since it's a machlaikis, since it's a shiloh what the roiv is, Hilkach be'ina roiv oivyov or be'ina roiv akef. You need both. In order to be, it's not a treifa, you have to have roiv oivyov, which means roiv of the bone has to be covered, and also roiv of the area of the break also has to be covered with basa. That's what comes out. Oma ula. Ula is like this. When it comes to being covered by meat and meat, skin is enough. R is enough. R is also considered like basar in order to be covering the wound. Omer of Nachman Ula, how do you know R itself is kibasa? But lema mar R mitzdar of labasa. The R basak tani. Look at the brayso. It says im R ubasa chayves ruba. It sounds like they both. So maybe it means you could the R could help out with the roiv. But that alone's enough. Who told you? Who told you? It sounds like R basak tani. Amalei. So he answered anan R oy basa tani. My version of the brayso is nishbara etzav yasal chutz im R or basar chayven es ruba. Either one's enough. So that's one mahalach. Ikadamri, Amula, Amrav Yechon, or Mitzdav Labasar. He didn't say such a big chiddush that the R itself is considered that it's covered. He says, or Mitzdav Labasar, the skin's Mitzdav Labasar, which is like the pashas of the Braisa. Amrav Nachmul Ulav, Lema Mar, or Mashtun Labasar Chumra. Maybe that R can be 50%. It has to be mostly Basar. The R could just help out for the Basar. Now, why would you say such a thing? So the Mefarshim explain, because the Mishnah only says basa. The Mishnah says, im roiv ha-basa kayam. So therefore, it sounds like basa is the main thing. The Brayis is Mechash is that R could be mitzdarf maybe. It says, who said it's equal footing? Maybe R mashlo basa chumra. I'm like, no, I know of the Adana. I know a story. The Hubar Goizlo, the Havabei Rabbi Yitzchak, there was this little this chicken, some kind of bird, a duck, a goose, that was Bar Yitzchak. The arm of the basa had a break, and it was the arm of the basa. It was like equal amount of arm basa. So that's called roiv. Amalei, he says, that's his story, that's Uriah? Bar Goizel Kamer, talking about a goose? Bar Goizel Rochach Shani. A oif, which is soft, the skin is much softer there. Harai, people eat the skin after they cook it. Mashenkin, the skin of an animal is never eaten, so it's softer. So there's Shani, and that's more considered basar. So don't make a raya from there. Mais no raya, but we have here, mais are two ulas. Two versions of ula. One version of ula is that ur itself is enough to make a covering over the open break, and that's called roi basar mechusa, and it's not won't be a trefa. The second lesson is it's ur mitstar for the basar, 50-50. They want a kasha, maybe it means stafka can help out the basar. Nothing more says. That ula said I have a story, and the Gemara says not a raya. That's a shayla. That there are two ulas in the mice, that comes out from ula two things. So the Gemara vayta new shayla. Hanu gidim rakim also came the rava. The Gemara says rava, so we'll go with the Gemara of rava. So this gidim are like tendons that were covering over the break. It was an open break. It was covered with a little basar, a little ar, and a little tendons. All together, you had roif. They also made the rava. Rava, so the shayla is, are tendons considered a roif, considered basar to be part of the roif? Rava, what's the shayla? Why not? Why shouldn't it be considered basar? I'll bring a riot's basar. Chada, the Amar of Yechanan, gidin shesef and lahakshayis, that tendons, even though they're safe and lahakshayis, right now they're soft. The loch is, on top of Ayin Zayin, nimnum aleim a Pesach. You could count them in the Korban Pesach. That means if you count yourself at the Chabur to eat those tendons, it's considered Achilas Pesach. So you see, it's considered Basar. So it's Pasha, it covers. It's called part of the cover because it's a Basar. Va'oid, and if you tell me that we don't hold Rabbi Yechanan, we know we hold Rabbi Yechanan, he's saying, but even if you tell me, okay, we have to choshev our Shlokesh, who argues Rabbi Yechanan, we don't start making chumras when we have a shayla of someone losing money. We have Rabbi Yechanan. What's the problem? Of course, it's considered a cover. Of course, it's considered a basa. That's what Rabbi Tainet, huh? What's void? Void is an even. You tell me. Right, exactly. And here it's we pass Rabbi Yechanan. Like, yeah, you don't need the oid. You don't even need the oid, Betzem, because we pass Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that's what Rav was saying. We have Rabbi Yechanan says it's mamash pasa. So really, stay like this. You're going to come with me some brisket chumras. And that there's one sheet that holds like that. So we say, no, we have Rabbi Yechanan. Oh, you tell me there's one sheet like that? We care about the Klai Yisrael's money, so we don't start looking for chumras. That's what he said. Only a popular Rav. Rish Lakish, there's a Rish Lakish holds that you can't use it for Karm Pesach. V'isura deraisa, and it's deraisa. But Amr is my Lakish law, and you tell me like what's the chash? The chash is Rish Lakish, and it's deraisa. Ishtik, he was quiet. Break the Gemara. My Ishtik, why should we be quiet? We don't pass the Rish Lakish. But my Ishtik, va'amar Rava. Rava says all of the chas. Hilchasa kavaser Rish Lakish. But hani klas only by three things is pass the Rish Lakish. Every other case of Yechanan. These three things are actually all in Yavamis. Tomer Kini Paris Kini Aguf, Achayel Tzlum Lebaras, and a different shayla about the word Matana or Yerusha there in the Sugya. Three things we pass like a Shlokish. Everything else like a Yerchanan. So why is Rava quiet? Rava, you have a good point. You pass we pass like a Yerchanan. So the Gemara, no, because regarding these tendons, these gidim, Rabbi Yerchanan was Chayzer. Shani Hacha, the hard to be Rabbi Yerchanan gabei the Rishim Velakish, because. We know Rabbi Yechon was chayzer. Why? There was a conversation happening like this that's missing from my Gemara. The conversation was like this, that the shayla is, if you have something that's going to get hard, has it been basar or not? So first Rabbi Yechon said that, yeah, it's called basar. Right now it's called basar. And Rabbi Yechon would riot himself from a Mishnah Arv HaRoitiv that says that Ar HaRoish Shal Egel HaRach is like basar. The skin of the calf, of the head of the calf, is like basar, like Avatumas Oichlin. And Lemaisa, even though Seifel Hakshas, but Lemaisa then is Chayzer. Why? Because he said that Mishnah is going to a Yachid, and therefore it's not a Raya. Once it's not a Raya, then we assume anything that's going to get hard is not Basar. And that's Rabbi Yechon was Chayzer. Shani Hacha, the Hod Rabbi Yechon Gavri Tzumim Lakus. Omalei, Al Takni Taini, Beloshin Yachid, Ani Shai Naisa. Don't bring a Raya for this Mishnah, because I learned this Mishnah, Beloshin Yachid, it's a Yechidah. So Rash says that the Omle Rebekah and Rosh Lakish, when he asked him the Shaila Mice about Ara Arosh Al Eagle, he said, nah, the halacha is it's not metamic because it's going to get it hard and it's not considered basa. And he says that Mishnah that says that the Ara Arosh Al Eagle Arach, that's considered basa, is going to Yechidah, and therefore don't ask me from this. So you see, Rabbi Yechon was Chayzer.
Why did Rabbi pass
What? Why did Rava paskin? So you have to. So and Meister, when they asked him, he was quiet. He forgot that some Achareinim say he forgot that Rav Yechon was chayzer. He knew Rav Yechon is a lach. He always passed Rav Yechon. So he said, yeah, we're passing Rav Yechon. Meister, then he asked him, I Rish Lakish, this is the right, and he was quiet because he chapped. Ah, you're right. That Rav Yechon is chayzer to Rav Shimon Lakish. That's why that was the shak of Atari here. Yeah, because he asked him, Rav himself should know that the chayzer. He forgot this part that is chayzer. Zotamara Vaita. Ahu nishbara etzem v'yotzo l'chutz. So we learned in our Mishnah, and we just discussed it barichas, that if there's an open break on the behema, so now if it's in a certain place, it could be a treif even. So we said if roiv habasar is kayam, then it's not a treif. So the story was like this: it was nishbara etzem v'yotzo l'chutz. It was an open break. The shtakel kortusim minei. Not only was it broken, but it was missing a little piece of the bone. And if it's missing a little piece of the bone, so we have a suffix, even if you have roiv basar, maybe it won't be good. Why? Because it the whole mila roiv basar is that it will heal properly. But if it's missing part of the bone, it won't heal. And then it should be a treif. That was a shayla. He wasn't sure. A little piece of the bone was missing. So it was roiv basar, but a piece of the bone was missing. So also came to Abaya, and came to Shad Abaya. He didn't know what to paskin. Shia, he waited, plus of Wrigley, every yontif, he waited for the chum to get together, and he asked them, and they weren't going to answer. Only Rav Adar Bar Masna. So Rav Adar Bar Masna said, Zil, Kameh de Rav, Abrei de Rav Yosef. I'm not sure how long they waited, because maybe the meat would get spoiled by then, I'm not sure exactly, but maybe it was right away, or Bai was planning a wedding in three regalim. I'm not sure how to attach exactly to Gemara, but either way, either they waited or they're planning on waiting. And Rav Adar Bar Masna tells the owner, says, you know what, I have someone else, a different Rav to go to. Zilka made the Rav of Brei Rav Yosef Bachama. This is Rav of the whole Shas, Rav and Abaya. So Rav of Brei Rav Yosef Bachama, go to him, the Harifa Sakina. He's sharp like a knife, and he has good svaras. Ask him the Shaila. Also, Kameh, they went to him to ask the Shaila about this bone. Omba Mechti, Nishbar Etzv Yotzel Chutznan. It says in the Mishnah, Nishbar Etzv Yotzel Chutz. And it says in the Mishnah and the Braisa that it's enough to be covered. Mali nafa mali isa. What's the difference if it has the piece, doesn't have the piece? If it's or a basa chayfis, ruba is kshera. So therefore he says kosher. Who cares if it's broken a bone? I don't find shechilik in the Braisa or the Mishnah anywhere. So that's the paskin's taka kosher. The paskin it's kosher because it's covered by basa and not a key of piece of the bone is missing. Zotmar vaita. Amalei Ravina Rava, we have a few shilas now about this basar that's covering the break. What type of basar is it? We know we need roiv. Now, how's the roiv situated? That's going to be part of the questions and different questions about this basar. Amalei Ravina Rava. Question number one. Meslakit mao. What happens if it's roiv, but it's not on one spot? It's a splotch here, splotch there. It's not all one place. Could you gather it all up and add it up to a roiv? Is that good enough? Question number two. Misreises mao. Which means it was covering the Rav Etzem, but it was very thin. It was thinned out. Mismasves mahu, which means that it's whatever the basa there, a lot of it is spoiled, is rotten. Is that fine also? Hechidam mismas is what's called rotten. Amar Rahu Rei Rav Yeshua, kolcha reifik hydra. Anything that if you go to the doctor, he'll rub it off, he'll take it off because that skin is not growing back, that's called dead skin. So, or dead meat. So all these shalas, we're not sure about. We're staying with a teiku. We're not sure about all these shalas. Three shalas: mislaket, misroises, mismasmes. Another shaila: boiluhu nikav mao. What happens if it has a hole in the basar? Which means until now we're talking about basar that is just missing some of it, and that will grow back. Somehow, if there's a hole in the middle of it, there's a hole in it. That's worse, and maybe that would be a treifa. It's not klar. In the Rishonim with Achronim, exactly what the tzad that should be worse is, but it seems like a hole that would be a sign of something not well over here, and that's the Marah Shaila. What's the lach by Nikav? The next Shaila is we go out of order. Is Nistak? The second Shaila is Nistak. If it's cracked, that the basar that's left over there is cracked. What's the halacha? And the third Shaila is Niklaf. Niklaf ma'ala etzem, which Rashi teaches, it means niklaf ma'ala etzem mahu, which means that niklaf ma'ala etzem means that it's not touching the bone. The basar that's covering the bone is not attached to the bone. It's like separated from the bone. It's covering everything, but separated from the bone. It's not attached to the bone. And then the fourth shaila is, which is the imtim tolaymar. So an imtim tolaymar niklaf is fine. What happens if part of it is missing? Nito shlisha tachten mao. Here, not only is it not attached, but it's missing the bottom third of the thickness of the meat. Is that worse, maybe? Because imet ba'avir, so if niklaf is no good, so of course nito shlisha tachten no good. But inside it is good, because all here, just not touching the bone, what about if the bottom third of that is missing? Is that a problem or not? So more tries to bring good shmak araya. Toshima. We had an ula before. Doma ula mar biyechon, or a reka basar. Now, if it's just skin, where's the basar? It's not here. So you see, klar, that you don't need the shlisha tachlin, the whole thing's missing. So it's a kal v'chaymer. Now, the Raja picks out that this is only a raya according to ula's first version, that or itself is good. But for the second lashon, that R and basa, so that wouldn't be a raya. Because maybe it means the R is mistarif to the basa. So the raya is to be the first lashon. So the Mar says a raya. No, it's not a raya. Dilma, the kana mashcha didei. He's saying the case of skin is where in the place of the broken bone, there was only skin. And the skin is actually hugging the bone there. Because at certain parts of the body, if you look at the third wide line of Rashi, you could go in Nishbara Etzem Veshiv Puloi, on the bottom of the foot, Shu Arum Abasa, there's no meat there. Samach La'akuva, near the knee. She'en Shem El'ar, Va'ar Dovek Yofa, but Etzem Machzika. So that's not right. Maybe the attack, it's attached to the bone there. Just there's no basa. Certain parts of the bone, there's no basa. There's no meat there. That's why it's not good that you don't eat the knee of a behema, because no meat over there. So that difference is not right. Puppy, a boy alone, a shah like this. Nikta kaminta bas mahu. That means like this. It's roiv covered by basa. But it's not there's a ring around it. There's a ring separating this cover, picture like a yarmulke, and around the yarmulke there's open break and back to basa and skin. So the way the roiv is right in the middle, and around it is a ring separating it from the rest of the bones, from the rest of the foot. So why is this different? Because here, it won't grow back together, because there's no place where it's attached anymore. Usually, roiv would mean is that there's a continuation of basar and ar that's going over the break, and it stops somewhere, there's an opening. Look at the opening. It's not roiv, it's fine. But here, you have roiv covered, but the roiv covers right in the middle, and around it is a ring of separation between that and the rest of the foot. That's the shaila. Nikdar kamin tabas mao. Ubashdon mahal, dom rav yudom rav. And we push from this member of yudom rav. Dov the shalat al-chamim. This question exactly of nikdar kamin tabas, I asked the chamim al-rei from the doctors. Vomru, he says, simple etza. Mesarta be'etzem, you scratch that area with a bone, it starts bleeding, and it'll grow back to the other skin. Maila arucha, it grows back. But don't use metal. Our parzal or mizrazar, if you use metal, it scratches, and it's gonna make it not grow back and make it worse. Rashi is a machiv ba'amaka, makes the maka worse. You use metal. On Rav Papa, the kono gamra didei. He says it only works if the etzem is hugging the basa, wherever the basa is, it's hugging the basa, because here it looks like it's starting to get better. But if it's not hugging the basa, if it's not touching the basa, the etzem not touching the basa, then it won't help scratching it. It won't help to grow together. It's only if the kana garmadei, if the bone and the basa are attached to each other, then you can use this etzah.